What up, everybody? Hello, everybody. Well, I just thought I'd come out as fast as I could because I'm a little under the weather. I'm sick, but I decided that I might as well do a show. And just to give you guys some updates on what I see playing out here and how things are absolutely escalating. I'm not saying a nuclear bomb's going to go off on your outside your window in your city or anything. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying things are escalating. And sorry, folks, I'm on cough medicine. I'm on a painkiller. And I've been on antibiotics, so I'm getting better. I'm getting better. A lot of things are happening, though, folks. The good news is whatever direction this is going to go is going to go. It's going to go. And I think it's going to start tonight. Okay? I think tonight, whatever Trump says tonight kicks it off in whatever direction this needs to go. There's been some things I've been following here. Trump could come out to YMCA and come out of the closet for all I know. I don't know. This speech is going to be a big one, though, because we all know what we feel he's going to be doing. He'll be conceding if he says, I'm running for 2024. That's how I would view this. But maybe he's trying to offset DeSantis. There's a lot of things at play here. But I feel that this is going to be bigger than just a 2024 run. That's just my opinion. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I feel like this is going to be bigger. Trump said this will be historical. This will be historical. So this speech is supposed to be historical. That being said, what do you all think? What do you all think? I mean, I'm just reading here what I'm picking up. Why would George W. and Obama find it imperative that they need to both address Trump's big announcement as disinformation if Trump is merely announcing a 2024 run? Why would they be so concerned about this speech? Why is this speech so important to them that they would have to label it disinformation? They had to get together in panic mode and go find it, I guess, go sit down and declare this disinformation. They're working their asses off to try to get this done. Why? Why? I'm just asking questions. We all know what happened at the midterms. We all know. I don't have to say it here, but we all know because I can't say this shit on my channel. So we all know. And now that they're over, it looks like things are just escalating. So Abbott declares invasion at the southern border. You know how big this is? So basically he's saying, to everybody and going, it's an invasion. What that entails, you need to research that and find out for yourself. He invoked the invasion clauses of the U.S. and Texas Constitution to fully authorize Texas to take unprecedented measures to defend our state against an invasion, deploy gunboats to secure the border, the repel and arrest of illegal immigrants for criminal activity. They're entering a pact with other states to secure the border, using foreign powers to secure and enhance border security, designates cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. This guy just took a huge step. He took a huge step. He took a huge step, and here's where we are with that. So he's now labeled that as an invasion. Sorry about my voice, folks. Sorry about my voice. NATO accuses Russia of launching missiles into Poland, killing two. Right now, the count is two. So what can that kick off? That's going to escalate. So you're telling me Russia just fired missiles off into Poland? I mean, come on. All right, so they did that, and they killed two, so there's casualties. Now that can escalate. The New York Federal Reserve and multiple global banking giants started 12-week digital dollar pilot. A 12-week digital dollar pilot. So sounds to me like they're getting ready to rush in this digital dollar, cashless society. You know where that takes us, right, folks? I don't have to go any further into that because we know where that takes us. All right. And I'm sorry if I look a little out of it. I'm on medication right now, cough syrup, stuff like that. So I'm a little drowsy. I'm like Rocky Balboa right now. You know what I'm trying to say? Everything with FTX is pouring out. Anything regarding FTX is pouring out. It's all coming out. And what lines of communication do we have to our disposal now, folks? Twitter. So it's all coming out. Tell me that wasn't strategized. At least that's how I see it. DeSantis is starting to get really cocky with Trump. He's now making statements and like, yeah, you know, I'm too big for my britches. Hey, you know, that's what I see. Because he must be secured some kind of power now. Now it's something is telling me he's got some kind of confidence behind him that's like, look, you're going to be the nominee. Just do what you got to do, take out Trump. So that's going to happen. That's why this speech to me tonight is so important. What's Trump going to say? You know, I'm not going to go as far as like, oh, it's the con. We're entering the storm. A lot of people are saying that. I don't know, but I don't see that. I'm hoping it's not just a generic, I'm running for 2024. I hope it's not that. That's all I'm saying. Because then we're in deeper shit if it is that, in my opinion. Just my opinion. MasterCard, Wells, Citigroup, and others launched 12-week experimental digital $1 plot. I already said that. Kevin McCarthy clinches Republican nomination for Speaker of the House. So he clinches that. Let's see where that goes. Balance sheet bombshell report. FTX balance sheet contained investment titled Trump Lose. So there, inside FTX, a balance sheet bombshell report. FTX balance sheet contained investment titled Trump Lose. You know, the Celeste Fund. I hope I'm not saying too much on here because obviously I don't even know what I can and cannot say on this anymore, folks. I really don't know because there's new community guidelines every damn day and I can't read through all of them fast enough. And I got to be able to express my opinion. I got to be able to express my opinion on here. So I'm doing the best I can. I'm walking a fine line. I hope you guys enjoy what I do and find it important enough to watch. I appreciate all that. I'm doing my best to bring what I can bring to you guys. I'm not saying I'm psychic. I'm enjoying me inside. No, I just follow the shit. I follow the yellow brick road. That's what I'm looking at. Follow the white rabbit. Oh my God, he's part of a cult. I don't know. This is just what I'm seeing. I think what used to be taking a month to 2 months is now going to start happening every day. That's what I see this. That's what I see this going. That's what I'm, that's where the trajectory is going. Whatever happens tonight with Trump's speech is going to dictate everything, everything, where this goes, whichever way it goes. So I hope that helps you with your opinion on this because I'm doing my best, folks. I see the cards, the house of cards falling. I don't see this. I think everything now is just going to go pop, 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 whichever which direction it goes. I'll be on live tomorrow on YouTube at 9:30 a.m. I'm going to go ahead and go for it. And I think it's going to be Sancho. I think Sancho is going to enter the room. So, yeah, I'm going to do some Sancho for Presidente. And then I have some interviews tomorrow. I tried to get one on, but I had a mix-up right now. I was going on too quick. And I couldn't get all of them. So, all right, folks. I will see you later. I'm out of here. See you tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. And go to ninoscorner.tv. That's where it's all at. Later.